philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
So I am sitting in my car at school pickup. I had recorded an episode this morning, but for some reason it didn't work. So I'm back here, but with a different perspective. So the episode that I recorded this morning that didn't work out was all about how I was feeling really, really confused and unclear on what I wanted to do with my life. I find myself in this place quite regularly where I'm questioning everything. If you've been here a while, you will have been through a few of these incarnations, and you've probably heard a whole bunch of things that I have been playing with that I might like to explore, and then, you know, sometimes nothing comes of them. Mostly nothing comes of it. Sometimes it does. But I've just been feeling like, you know, not really sure if I want to focus on coaching anymore, if I want to run programs or anything like that. I've just been feeling very lost. And also this pressure to figure out what's next, to get something happening work-wise, because like I've been doing stuff. I've been doing pre-surgery. I was doing one session a day of human design, and I've done a few sessions in human design since then, which I've been really loving. But I've just been like, well, taking it relatively easy, doing the voiceover work that comes in, and that's actually been quite good the last little bit. Getting back into finishing off some projects that I had started and was working on prior to Miko's surgery, a few producing jobs, podcast stuff, and you know, I want to get all that kind of wrapped, but I've been stressed about, like, you know, you need to get something happening, Carly. You need to, like, you know, figure out what this is you're doing in life. And I just felt this pressure to know what's next. It's interesting because I've been through a lot the last 4 or 5 months, and I feel like prior to finding out about Miko's heart condition, I was in almost the best place I had ever been creatively. I just felt like I was in creative energy. You know, I was making content that I loved. I was getting loads of engagement. I just felt creatively inspired. And then life really threw a spanner in the works and shifted everything for me. And now that we're almost on the other side of that, I've spoken about how I feel like life is finally opening up to me, but I haven't really known what to do with that. And like I said, there's been this pressure to, like, make something of it, like to know what is my next move. And then I had a session with my kinesiologist, Tara. It was funny because we were working on responsibility. I have a tendency to take on a lot of responsibility, too much, you know, and it feels like I'm trying to deliver things to everyone, and it ends up that I feel, you know, classic projector, bitter and twisted. When really my only responsibility is to create for myself, for the joy of creating. And I think this is something that a lot of us struggle with, particularly if we are creative, if we have multiple things on the go. There's this pressure to put all our eggs into one basket, to make something of our lives, to, like, have a career that makes sense. And I've tried that. I tried that. It didn't work when I was working for someone else. And then it also didn't work when I was running my voiceover agency, and that was it. I still felt like there was, you know, I was missing purpose and meaning, and creative energy was lacking. You know, like I like to be making art in the world. And just, anyway, my episode this morning was about how, am I still recording? Yep. It was really about how, you know, like all the ideas that I've been toying up, and one of them was like creating a, you know, like a creative agency where I would create content, because I found, like, with coaching, I take on so much responsibility for delivering something sometimes. And when I feel like, you know, like I can't deliver, or, you know, or I give people good ideas and then they, you know, don't necessarily use them because, of course, they have to put it through their own filter of what's right for them and what's wrong and, you know, what's going to work for them and their business and that. And it just, I don't know, it just kind of felt a bit meh. Like, I don't know if I want to be doing this with my life anymore. And also, this comes down to, like, right now, I'm not capable of holding much at all. You know, I'm still very new out of this trauma that I've been experiencing, this prolonged stress of not knowing, like complete uncertainty. And I do feel like we've all been experiencing that to a certain extent. For me, it's the amount of responsibility that I've had on my shoulder has been so much, so much. I'm feeling emotional just thinking about it. You know, like, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. My own well-being, you know, making sure my husband was alive, helping navigate the public health system while running a business and have home learning while lockdowns were in place, and then, you know, navigating a border bubble that just didn't make, you know, like, didn't make any sense. We didn't know whether Miko would be able to have surgery, and, like, you know, and all the setbacks that we were having. And then on top of that, trying to run my own business and be creative and know what I was doing with my life. And, you know, like, that's a lot to be carrying, a lot of responsibility. So no wonder I don't want it right now. And I'd been playing up with these ideas of, like, you know, maybe I could create a creative, you know, like a creative agency where we did, you know, we created content, because I love being plugged into other people's creativity. I love directing creativity. Like, I really love that. It's my favorite part of the work that I do is, or one of my favorite parts is, like, getting together with a team and getting them on the same page and in a creative direction. You know, but what I don't enjoy is the heavy lifting that goes after that, the project management and the taking all the bits, moving bits, and making, you know, like, editing and putting that vision together. You know, I'd just rather help hone the vision, come up with a plan, and then have other people implement the plan. And, you know, and I've been trying to think about, like, well, what does it look like? Like, what does it look like? You know, I've always had this vision of me around a table with a bunch of other people. Is this it? Maybe it's a creative agency. Maybe I'm supposed to, like, find all the best people I can in, you know, all the different fields, and we create, like, a production company that produces podcasts and reels and, you know, marketing stuff and whatever. And I, you know, and this is an idea that's come up over the years again and again and again. I wanted to run a production company back in 2010. But the thing is, I already run a production company, to be honest. Like, my voiceover business is a production company. And every time I went to try and get this thing off the ground, it felt heavy. And for me, I was going, like, oh, that's because I've got this fear of, like, you know, responsibility, and this fear of failure that's tied into the office collective, because you tried that and it didn't work. Is it worth trying something again? Or, like, what's the point? You know, there was all this real heaviness around, yeah, like, taking on that much responsibility. And then, I don't know, you know, during my kinesiology session, I could just see things very differently. Like, what if my responsibility is to myself? What if my responsibility isn't to deliver, but to enjoy what I'm creating, whatever that is? And when I really think about what, you know, like, when I think about, like, because I had thought about taking a course to become a director, like, in film and television. I think that would be something that I'd be really quite good at. I'm great at directing people. But what I don't want attached to that is, like, you know, a 40, 50 hour week slogging my guts out, you know. And no, a job doesn't have to look like that. A job can look any way we want, right? But I've been trying to figure this stuff out, figure it out. What does it look like? What are you doing with your life? Where are you going? You know, like, what's next? What's next? And really, that doesn't allow any opportunity to come into me. Plus, it feels very heavy. It feels very heavy to be carrying that amount of external responsibility. Responsibility for other people's wages, right? And I think there's a couple, I think I've been looking at it. There's a couple of ways to look at it, right? And the way I've been looking at it is there's something wrong with me that's stopping me from like living up to my potential and like making this dream a reality. But actually when I really get clear on what I want to be doing, it's just a bit of this and a bit of that. It's just, you know, like having a really good voiceover project come in that pays, you know, well, it's totally possible for that to be the case because it has been the case for, you know, the last 15 years at least. It's only in the last 2 years that things have kind of taken a turn and my income hasn't, you know, the bulk of it hasn't come from my voiceover work. But I've been afraid that, you know, like, oh, you know, with AI maybe there'll be no need for voiceovers. I need to diversify or whatever. Anyway, I just, you know, I've been thinking, and yeah, like just something that was easy and enjoyable and felt light and breezy for me, you know, and I spent a day a week working on that, that paid enough for me to really have my creative juices there to do all the other stuff that I love. Creating art in the world, however that looks, through podcasting, through making art, through painting, through punch needling, through, you know, just art in general. And I think like that's what has made me really like pre this trauma that I've experienced in the last 5 months, I was there. You know, I was kind of living my dream life. There was money coming in. I was dabbling a bit, doing a bit of human design, a bit of podcast production, a bit of podcast coaching, a bit of voiceover work, a bit of art, making content that I loved. I was, you know, I made a reel that had me playing a ukulele and like singing a funny, you know, thing that I'd written. That all felt amazing to me. I felt like I was in the greatest flow of my life. And then, interesting that I want to make it more serious or something. Like it's not legitimate unless it's got this weight to it, which is fucking bullshit, right? So I'm now giving myself permission once again to chill the fuck out, to live life on my own terms, you know, like creating, running a business on my own terms. Not on what I think it should look, you know, like what you want to be Gary Vee. No, I don't want to be Gary Vee because, you know, like, sure, Gary Vee doesn't talk about like the hustle and working 70 hours a week or whatever, but like, you know, that was his life. His life was working his fucking guts out. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that. It's not a priority. It's not a value of mine. I do value creativity. I do value collaboration, but I feel like I also value, you know, and I value contribution, and I also value space and flow and just like being on the fly. Why do I feel this pressure constantly to lock myself into something that doesn't feel right for me but makes sense externally? Because sometimes I feel like people probably think I don't take my business very seriously or something. I don't even know what I think. I think they think maybe I would have more success, or maybe I think they think that I would have more success if I could, you know, channel my energy better or stick in one lane. And I was thinking today just about how even as a kid, I, you know, like there was not one thing. I've been on this seeking purpose and meaning shit for fucking 20 years, you know? And I remember when I was really deep in it about 12, 13 years ago, I was trying to figure out what my one thing was. And I've spoken about it on here a number of times over the years. You know, my brother was clearly an artist and very good at art. You know, that's what he does. He's an artist. You know, he's a painter. My other brother was just clearly an academic from day dot. And then I was like this person who just had lots of different things that she loved to do and, you know, a bit of here, a bit there, a bit of dancing, a bit of singing, a bit of performing, a bit of art, a bit of reading, a bit of study, a bit of this, a bit of that, you know. And then somehow as an adult, we're encouraged to have a focus. You know, like a primary focus, the thing that we do. Don't water it down, like, you know. And actually, I don't know. Yeah, I think I want to just live my life the way I want to live my life. I want to do the things that I want to do when I want to do them. And I want to make good money doing that. And that might look like, yeah, a bit of voiceover work, a bit of this, a bit of podcast producing, a bit of, you know, strategy, a bit of creative direction, and just see where life takes me rather than giving into this pressure of the plan, knowing and implementing the plan. Plus, to be honest, I just am not quite in the space yet where I'm ready to commit to anything more than that, because I'm just not capable of it until, you know, I have just come through major, major fucking life shit. Of course it's going to take time. And I want to give myself that time, because my happiness and my experience is my responsibility. But I'm not responsible for much beyond that. So guess I'm responsible to the moment. Anyway, that's it from me today. Hope this was helpful. I guess if there is a moral to this story, it is like there are no fucking rules to how your work should look, how your career should look. It's okay to have your finger in a bunch of different pies. It's okay not to know. It's okay to have no fucking idea where you're heading or where you're going. You don't need to know the direction. You know, human design, the open G is not designed to know. I think I have a defined G, but sometimes I feel like I do know where I'm heading, but I derail myself with this need to like conform or something, to fit into, you know, to be able to say what I do in a neat little fucking elevator speech, which I've never been able to do. What do you do, Carly? Well, I'm a voiceover artist, an agent, podcaster, podcast producer. I'm really passionate about people using their voices. I'm a creative. I'm a coach. I just go where the invites are, right? Like, and actually, if there's anything I want to be a role model for, it's that, right? Like, we don't have to do anything we don't want to. Our business can look however we want it to. It doesn't have to look serious. It doesn't have to look any way other than what feels light and expansive for us in the moment. So that's it from me today. Until next week, peace out. Carlos and Fees, I'm Carly Nimmo.